Hello and welcome. My name's Stephen Dickens. I'm here today on the Open Mainframe Project I'm a Mainframer podcast. The Open Mainframe Project is a Linux Foundation collaborative project that it promotes Linux and open source on the mainframe. I'm joined today by my guest, Ludmilla Salmina. Hi, Ludmilla.
Hi, Stephen. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. Always good to talk to people from around the world. So maybe if you could just give us a little background on yourself, give us a little sort of view on your career and how you've been working in the mainframe ecosystem. Always good to start there and get your perspective.
Sure. So my first job position was not in the mainframe world. One day, I met Master the Mainframe competition, and actually, that was my door to the mainframe world. It was not the first time I heard about mainframes because my dad is also a mainframer, so it was pretty easy. So because of him, I already knew what is mainframe. I knew how powerful and important mainframes are to many companies and all basic data. So after I completed the Master the Mainframe competition, I got an internship opportunity at IBM. That was back in 2009. I started as a pre-sales person, but in a few months, I started to work with the contest in Brazil. Since I was hired, I was leading the academic initiative program for IBM Z, but year after year, I'm incorporating other activities related to the ecosystem, such as working with clients and their strategy for IBM Z, developing community outreach, such as hackathons, events, meetups. So it's a very broadly bunch of activities nowadays.
Okay, so something interesting there that you mentioned. You mentioned your father was on the mainframe. Can you maybe just give us a little view of what he used to do on the platform?
He's still a mainframer. He's
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah, so he's DBA DB2 and work with ZVM since the beginnings.
And oh, excellent.
As you can imagine, after many years hearing him talking on the phone and seeing him working from home with green letters and like mainframe was not a mysterious thing to me. And I can remember was a very young, like maybe 6, I used it to go to him to the office and play with terminals. So it would be great to have some cameras at that time so I could share some interesting memories right now.
Oh, fantastic. So you've been a mainframer since the age of 6, by the sound of it.
Yeah, we can say that.
Excellent, excellent. One of the other things you mentioned there, Ludmilla, was your first encounter with the mainframe, well, probably in your professional career at least, was in the Master the Mainframe contest. That's a really interesting program, and I know a lot of our listeners will maybe have heard about it, but it'd be good to get your perspective of that contest and kind of how that provided a portal into both the mainframe world and IBM.
Yeah, Master the Mainframe was developed, the essence of the contest is showing different terms and information you needed to your mainframe job position. The focus of the contest is exactly to achieve all kinds of participants. So if you have no knowledge on mainframes or any kind of enterprise level IT, this is the correct place to start. But if you tell me, hey, I already know a little bit on mainframes, so Master the Mainframe is also a good place to keep learning. Every year we launch a bunch of new activities. Each challenge is different, is unique. You can have experience from JCL, COBOL, Linux, DB2. I mean, and there are also many coding challenges you can learn about it.
Okay, so sounds like a broad range of activities From your experience, what have you liked most as you've got onto the mainframe platform, either in the Master the Mainframe contest or since you've joined IBM? What's been your passion?
I think there are many strengths related to mainframe that I like. I think the ones that I like most is the compatibility, because it's very interesting you be able to upgrade your hardware and know that all programs will continue working without code changes. This is amazing. So I am a little bit far from the technical side now for a few years, but those kind of strengths are very interesting on the platform.
Okay. So now you're working within IBM with schools and universities. You're working in an academic program to try and pull those institutions through onto the platform. What's the feedback you're getting from those academic institutions as you try and position the mainframe technology?
In Brazil, there are many rules guiding the university's curriculum, but there are some spaces to universities update their curriculum based on job opportunities they see for their students. So when I speak with the schools and universities, usually I talk to them to incorporate a mainframe content in their curriculums, but they complain that they are not seeing job opportunities in this area for the students. Therefore, I have been working with the IBM Z community to partner more closely with those universities so faculty can see there is opportunities in this place and the companies can share appropriately this information with the academia in general.
Okay, so you see the biggest challenge moving forward is that joining of the academic institutions with the people who would actually have those job roles, i.e. the end clients. Is that where you see the biggest challenge moving forward?
Yes, the communication between mainframe employers and academia must exist and need to be improved. Unfortunately, this is not happening as much as I'd like to. The academia is preparing the professionals of the future. And today, you can work with high school students, community colleges, universities, etc. The students today don't know all kind of job possibilities they can look for. So the companies today, they are who are implementing and being part of the technology transformation. And they needed to visit schools and show to faculty and students the possibilities in technology because it's huge. And I am here happy to work with employers to introduce them to academia community exactly to make this happen.
So I think if I was to sort of give you a title, it would be a mainframe matchmaker. You're making that match between the academic institutions and the students and the employers, the end users of the mainframe, and really trying to join those two communities together and get them to work with each other. Would that be a fair summary?
Yes, perfect. I couldn't.
So that's your new title, Ludmilla, mainframe matchmaker.
Yes, I'm going to add this.
Fantastic. So as we talk a little bit about the Open Mainframe Project, we've got a number of academic members and they help us advance the mission, a key part of the mission, which is to recruit, teach and educate the next generation. So one of the ways we do this is through our internship program. So the Open Mainframe Project's got an internship program now that's been running for the last 3 years. We've taken almost 30 students through that program. What advice would you give to students looking to get into the mainframe space? What would be your sort of path that you would suggest to a student who's looking at the mainframe and saying, how do I get into this technology?
There are many possibilities. as a student, you can get involved on MasterDemy Frame. You can explore and use the Linux on Community Cloud. As you already mentioned, you can go to internship programs on Open Mainframe Project and also explore some IBM code patterns related to mainframe. All of them give to you the experience in all levels to getting into the mainframe industry.
Okay. So that's obviously people looking to get into the mainframe space, students. Obviously, a lot of our listenership here is already in the mainframe space. So what would be those best practices or tips for those people already in the mainframe industry, maybe looking to add different skills, maybe looking to move jobs? You know, what type of advice, hints, and tips would you give to people already in the mainframe space?
The same channels that the students can use, of course, and each one is going to take advantage in his or her way. But I think staying up to date in all modern capabilities and tools on mainframe can provide you a long future, a brighter future. We have to update ourselves.
Okay.
We have stuff coming.
Excellent. So speaking from the open mainframe community side, what would you like to see from us? How would you like to see the community evolve over time, specifically in the skill space?
The Open Mainframe Project, it has a unique ability to access a broader open source community. So I would love to see them sharing the value of this platform with that community that can help to get word out there.
So it's getting the word out and trying to use the community that we're building within the Open Mainframe Project to kind of amplify the message and reach new audiences?
Yes, because we have many developers that work today and they just don't know yet the possibilities using mainframe and open source. So this project is amazing to give this opportunity to developers that are there already creating amazing programs.
Fantastic. So one of the things that's been big and hot in our sort of community of over the last few months since the summer has been the Zoe project. This is bringing open source and crowdsourcing development to the once closed world of ZOS, which for me is just really fundamental and transformational about the way that open source as a movement is interacting with probably the last bastion of closed source code, ZOS. So for me, it's been a really transformational time. So question for me, how does open source help with the challenges of universal mainframe development, and particularly through a Zoe lens?
Open source allows today's developers to use the tools they are comfortable using. So they can leverage the power of the platform without specialized skills.
So you think it's going to break down those sort of skills barriers and those barriers to entry to the platform? Is that where you think Zoe is going to be most powerful?
Yes, because as I told you, you don't need the specialized skills, and open source connect everybody today. And this project is amazing, and it's very recent, and I'm looking forward to get these working closely to students, especially in Brazil, till next year.
So Ludmilla, a couple of questions that I ask everybody in this type of forum. First off, if you had a crystal ball and you could look 3 to 5 years into the future, would you be able to give us your view of the mainframe 3 to 5 years from now? How do you think it's going to be impacting the industry?
Wow, that's a tough question.
It catches everybody out. So, you know, it's a good one to make you think.
Yeah. In my point of view, I expect that the community, the developer community, the students can see the modern mainframe the way we both know. And I see that in 3 years, considering all situations we are facing in many countries, this can position as a very important platform to many industries, as education, retail, and also as banking, that we already have a long history with them.
Okay. So the second question that I always tend to ask is, if you could speak to the Ludmilla that was at college and go back in your own life, what would you say to that sort of young 20-year-old Ludmilla about how to build a career on this platform? What advice would you give to a younger version of yourself?
I shouldn't say this, and I hope that my dad don't listen to that. Listen to your dad. Trying to teach me this since I am, I don't know, 15 years old or before I ever think about to start an IT degree. So, and he's always pushing me like, hey, there are many job positions. Hey, this is amazing. And I'm still working with this, and this is going to live forever, and you should be studying.
So as a father to a 15-year-old daughter, your advice is listen to your father.
Yes, and I want to show this podcast to him.
I'm going to play it to my daughter so that she listens to it. So, man, this is fantastic. So just as we look to wrap up, Ludmilla, just a sort of final couple of questions, if you'll permit me. Are there any specific requests or interests you have within the Open Mainframe project as you look ahead for this next 12 months?
I am very excited by Zoe and the new way students will be able to interact with the platform. I wanted to be able to share with them and also provide them the opportunity to participate in an open source community, so they can build their skills.
Okay. So you see kind of internships and Zoe as kind of the things that are of most interest for you over the next sort of 12 months?
Yes, because the real life experience, it's something that helps you to create, like to create your path, to build your career. It's a very good opportunity.
So my final question, what advice do you have for other mainframers working in the IT industry?
Come on. To this one, we would have to record a new podcast just to talk about this.
So if I can keep you brief, Ludmilla, what would be your kind of maybe top two or three pieces of advice?
Okay. Let's keep it simple. So first of all, and I think maybe the most important, I think, is shift perception. Because we needed to promote our strengths, our value, impact, and the opportunity in mainframe. Mainframe is such a modern technology with so many possibilities that we all should be talking about these all day. And I can say that, please, remove the acronyms. Remove the jargon, remove all these letters from the job descriptions, because it's not helping to attract new professionals. The new generation don't know those names. They don't know what is JCL, but they are amazing programmers. They can learn about COBOL. They can pursue any mainframe job position. But sometimes they are afraid of the acronyms. And once again, be close to school, because your faculty, students, because you can be a guest speaker in mainframe class, you can be a mentor. There are so many possibilities, but we need this. We need to put everybody together and connect all mainframers.
Ludmilla, that's been fantastic. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you over the last few minutes. So any parting comments, any final things before we wrap up?
Wow. I think the last thing that I would add here, it's we have, it's important to us to go to the community where we can find the mainframers. We don't have to expect them to come to ours. So that's the reason, in my opinion, I'm parting of meetups, conference, communication channels. I'm organizing a series of meetups in Brazil, and I think everybody should be creating and promoting this small knowledge experience to the students and future new mainframers.
Couldn't agree more, Lynn Miller. I think getting involved in the community and building the platform and breaking down some of those barriers is certainly why I see myself as a mainframer. And from our conversation today, it sounds like that's where you see yourself as a proud mainframer. So thank you very much for your time today, Lynn Miller. It's been fantastic to talk to you.
Thank you, Stephen. It was great.
So you've joined me, Stephen Dickens, on the Open Mainframe Project, I'm a Mainframer podcast. Please look for us on iTunes and other platforms and click the subscribe button. We're going to be here talking to you on a regular basis around what it means to be a mainframer going forward on this platform. Thanks very much for your time today.